Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
Some of you may be familiar with the project that I did that's posted at Lenswork Online called Those Who Inspire Me and Why. And just in case you're not familiar with that project, let me explain a little background. I'd been out photographing for a couple of weeks with my friend Joe Lipka and was getting ready to drop him off at the airport the next day, so we're sort of winding down 2 weeks of photography, just having conversation over dinner, and somehow the topic got brought up that I really admire Ansel Adams for what he taught me, but not about his imagery. There were other lessons that I thought were incredibly important, and Joe said, well, what? And I said, well, for example, he taught us that image familiarity is what drives marketability and sales. And that's a lesson that I've never forgotten that came directly from Ansel Adams. And as the conversation went on, I talked about other photographers and how they had inspired me, but rarely was it because of their photography. There was always something else that was inspiring. And we talked about a few photographers, and Joe then said, innocently enough, you ought to write a book about all of these ideas. And I got to thinking about it on the long drive home from the desert Southwest, and quickly came to the conclusion that rather than do a book, what I would much rather do is do it as a book-like audio project, having little five-minute segments about each photographer and why they have inspired me. And by making that available at Lenswork Online, then people wouldn't have to buy the book in order to get the information. And so I put together the entire project, and all of the comments with all of the photographers are available to members of Lenswork Online. But interestingly enough, not all of the people who have inspired me were photographers. And one of them, believe it or not, is Charles Dickens. I know I've talked about Dickens elsewhere, but here's the part about Dickens that you may not understand unless you've heard this in Those Who Inspire Me and Why. And I want to share it now because I think it's an incredibly important idea, or at least at the very least, it has been an incredibly important idea for me and my photography. And that's this, and it's a little bit of a story, but the way it goes was that Charles Dickens, as a young man, before he had written any of his great famous novels, as a young man, was hired by a local newspaper to go out into the world and observe things on the streets of London and just take notes of what he saw and then try to whip them up into maybe 1,500 words that could be used as fillers in the newspaper. And he did that, and they paid him, and it was his first professional job of writing. And his little articles were very popular with the public, and after he had done this for a while, he decided to put them all together in aggregate as a book, and it was called Sketches by Boz. Boz was his family nickname, and he was using that as a nom de plume in the earliest parts of his career before he became Charles Dickens. But what fascinated me and why I found that so inspiring in photography is what he ended up creating seemed very photography-like in so many regards. Again, he called them Sketches by Boz. But here's what is so interesting. These sketches were not stories. They didn't have a plot. They didn't have a beginning, middle, and end. They didn't reach a denouement. They didn't even really teach a lesson. They were just intended to draw our attention as readers to a certain thing that was happening on the streets of London that fascinated Dickens. So, for example, one of his sketches is what happens at a Hackney coach stand on the street, and he described the coach and the driver and the people and the upper class passengers and the lower class passengers, and it was a fascinating look at what was going on. Now, again, he's doing this in text so he can write dialogue and have these characters have exchanges with each other. It's a little more detailed than a picture because it takes place over a certain length of time, but a very short length of time, maybe 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, maybe an hour. And he had all kinds of these. So he had a sketch about the Hackney coach stand. He had a sketch about attending a political meeting, about a tavern, about a club membership drive. It goes on and on and on. And all of these were, like I say, maybe 1,500 words that told us about a thing that was happening. And my thoughts were, isn't that exactly what we photographers do? We head out with our camera the way Dickens headed out with his notepad and pencil. We head out with our camera looking for something interesting. And when we find that thing that's interesting, it would be relatively easy for us to take a picture of it, one, and just say, this is what I captured in this instant of time. But that's not the only option we have. We can do a little more than just capture that instant in time. We can take inspiration from Dickens and expand that instant of time to a few minutes. He did it with words. In our case, we can do it with a half a dozen pictures, a seeing in sixes kind of thing, or a chapbook, or a montage of 10 images, or a trilogy. There's lots of ways we can put together multiple images to tell a little more of a scene, not a story, but a scene that is happening before our eyes. And I think his term for this, sketches, is ideal. That's exactly what you and I can do with our photographs, should we choose to. So imagine, if you will, a book project that consists of sketches from, I'll take an exotic location, for example, because it's easy to illustrate, sketches from Nepal. And each sketch is more than a picture. It might be two or three or four or five or six pictures about a particular scene, about a street market, about a religious festival, about a sporting event. And to a very large degree, this is what so many photographers have done that we've published in Lenswork. They take one element of a slice of life and they expand it beyond the single image to do a little bit more, but it's not really a story. Like I say, it doesn't have beginning, middle, and end. It's not a morality play. It's just an expanded look at something. And curiously enough, I find that's a lot of what photographers do naturally. Because when you find yourself in an interesting situation, you don't just take one picture, do you? No, you probably take a few, or a half a dozen, or a dozen, or maybe 50, particularly here in the digital age, when we don't have to worry about paying for processing and prints and all that. You can take a lot of pictures that describe a scene more fully, and then edit that down to something that is a sketch. When I first started to think about this connection between Dickens and sketches by Boz and what I was doing photographically, I found it to be the most inspiring thing because all I had to do was go back and, at least to some degree, just work my Lightroom catalog, looking for little clusters of images that went together to say something more than one image might say on its own. So instead of selecting the best image from a shoot, I would pick the 5 or 6 or 10 images that could expand what photography does from a look to a more detailed observation spread over time, because that's naturally what we do in photography. Is we might work a scene for 10 or 15 or 20 minutes, and therefore we almost by default create a little bit of a timeline, and that can define the sketch. What happens in 5 minutes while you're there photographing and observing this interesting scene, whatever it may be? It could be a family event, a birthday party. It could be like Beata Sass did, photographing her grandson's Little League baseball team. I think this idea of expanding our photography from an image to a sketch is just filled with potential. And the way to begin exploring that potential might be to leave the camera on the shelf for just a little bit, go to the library, pick up a copy of Sketches by Boz, and read a few of them, and see what Dickens was trying to get at when he was giving his impression of a scene over a few minutes. so that you can sort of get a handle on what this means to not get involved in telling a story with a plot, but rather an expanded view into a sketch. An image can be a wonderful thing that does not need any expansion whatsoever. But a sketch can be a wonderful thing that might require 3 or 5 or 10 images to really do it justice. And they're two different kinds of presentation with a photographic medium that give us the possibility to explore our world a little more deeply and possibly with a little greater interest.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.